Welcome to the wrestling show that's not just for wrestling fans. This is Smark and Friends on lovewrestling.ca. My name is Zach and I'll be your host. Joining me today are members of the team behind The Druid's Hand, a Saskatchewan-based short horror film in which an ostracized priest and his acolyte face the ramifications of their dark past. I am joined by co-writer, co-producer, and director of the film, Mitch Oliver, and the leading man, who also happens to be one of the rising stars of the Western Canadian wrestling scene. Magnificent Mitch Clark joins me alongside Mitch Oliver on today's episode of Smark and Friends. We talk about the film, we talk about how Mitch got cast, we talk about how funding the film through Kickstarter was an absolute success. We also talk about the film's run on the festival circuit, which is happening right now, and we even have the trailer that we want to share with you right now. But before we get to that, gotta pay the bills and keep the lights on here at Love Wrestling, and thank the good people at Manscaped, because support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0, so join the over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer from us at Love Wrestling. Use the promo code LOVEWRESTLING at manscaped.com. You're going to get 20% off your order, and you're going to get free worldwide shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code LOVEWRESTLING. Your balls will thank you. Here's the trailer for The Druid's Hand.
There's no way we could have known. These things, they're nefarious. They'll manipulate, and they'll deceive, and they'll take. They'll just take till there's nothing left.
Tell him what you've done.
You can't burn the past away, son.
Hello, friends. Spencer Love here to interrupt your drive time commuter, your regularly scheduled podcast listen to tell you about Love Wrestling, the brand new destination to find out more about what you love in the squared circle. We've got previews, reviews, breaking news, interviews, opinion pieces, features, and more all under one convenient location. Head to lovewrestling.ca, youtube.com/lovewrestlingca, or your preferred podcast player of choice, because you want to check out what you love about pro wrestling.
And we are back. I'm joined by the star and the director of the short horror film, The Druid's Hand. Joining me today is pro wrestler and former UFC star and past Smark and Friends guest, Mitch Clark. How are you, friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining the show. And joining him alongside is producer and director, Mitch Oliver. Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for welcoming me to your show.
Yeah, glad to have you both. Have you both done media appearances together about The Druid's Hand? Is this going to lead to a lot of confusion with two Mitches?
No, I think the only one that we've done together was I have my own podcast, the Terror Table. It's a horror film podcast, and that's actually where I met Mitch. But so he's been on a couple times for that. But yeah,
way
no,
too
it
many
is.
Times.
What's that?
I said way too many times.
Not enough knowledge. Times.
Gentlemen, we are, of course, going to dive deep into The Druid's Hand, but I would be remiss if I didn't talk wrestling just a little bit with Mitch Clark. Mitch, you got a six-man tag at the end of the month, LPW. Welcome to Paradise. You and the rest of the Rads taking on the Clandestine Society and Michael Allen Richard Clark. How you feeling going into the match, friend?
I think we're the best team, hands down, you know, like... We have the most jacked man in wrestling, in Alberta wrestling, which is Rich King. And then we have Larry, who exists, I guess. I don't know. You know, well, you can't kill him. You know, obviously someone tried to light his head on fire, explaining the back of his head. There's a giant patch of hair missing, so I don't know. Obviously someone tried to light his head on fire. Other than that, he's... You know, he's angry, he's mean, he's not going to take it anymore. So, you know, we work well together. We got Ben Omen, He's the best manager in the game. No, we're taking an MRB, and you know, you can have a strong captain in your team, but if everyone else just doesn't flow well together, it's not the same. You know, we're a team and we're the best, and we're going to continue to rip up LPW till one of us is wearing that big strap.
Marvelous. I am looking forward to that main event, LPW Welcome to Paradise, end of July. Mitch Oliver, during our soundbite, I asked for, you know, an I love wrestling. You say you feel okay about wrestling. What's your experience in the fandom?
Yeah, honestly, I grew up, like, I was a big wrestling fan as, like, a kid, but it's something that I just kind of, it grew past me. I just kind of lost touch with it for a while, but I've refound a connection to it through Mitch Clark. Like, our friendship is, like, I went to see him at Prairie Pro Wrestling, and that was the first night we met. He came on to my show, The Terror Table, and that was, like, such an incredibly fun night. And it made me realize what I've been missing with wrestling. Like, it's such a fun and entertaining experience that's both athletic and entertaining as hell. So, I do feel like, I don't know if there's a word for, like, a poser wrestling fan, but that's what I would be.
I'm sure it does, but I'm not interested in such gatekeeping. Anyone is welcome at a good
except
pro wrestling
game.
Except Kane.
No Kane's allowed.
No Kane. I just know I don't like Kane now because he's super pro-life. Something I saw online recently. Super cringy.
He's been just very disappointing. It's just like every time he opens his mouth on Twitter, it's just like, oh, just terrible policy and just embarrassing tweets. Like, you know, like their captain of, you know. I don't know. Anyway, that's another topic. I'm sure we could dive deep another time.
Let's ask wrestling fans about politics. That's the way to get
I don't know if I'm stepping out of line by immediately
no.
coming on the show and saying Kane sucks.
Kane sucks talk is always welcome. I'm just certainly not so, you know, three Canadians talking about American politics. I don't know how much traction we'll get, and especially I'm not especially well-versed on the topic. To the Druid's Hand, I've yet to see the film. Has not gone digital yet, but the trailer is something special in my eyes. So, Mitch Oliver, your own words, tell me about The Druid's Hand.
Yeah, so The Druid's Hand, it's a 13-minute short film that we filmed entirely in Alvina, Saskatchewan. So it's about half an hour out of the city from Saskatoon. And I co-wrote it with my producing partner, Jesse Sawitsky. He grew up in Alvina. He still lives there till this day. The town is really small. It has a population of about 75 people. And we just had access to a few cool locations. And, you know, I had decided that I wanted to take the jump and make the leap into filmmaking. And I moved from Saskatoon to Vancouver to do so in October. But before I did that, I really, really wanted to create something. Create a short film with the people that I knew and all the talent that I knew was hiding in Saskatoon that isn't being utilized. And Mitch Clark was the first one on the list that, you know, we became buddies through that night at Prairie Pro Wrestling. He came on the podcast and it was like, we just hit it off instantly. And I knew both from seeing Mitch perform as a wrestler that he just had a presence to him that would look really good on screen, and he'd be able to convey a lot of like the aesthetics that I'm interested in the stories that I like to tell. I notoriously kind of like tough guy movies is what I call them. Like I'm talking, you know, movies like Training Day. It seems weird because Training Day is nothing like The Druid's Hand. I guess kind of might have a little bit in common, but I pitched it to Mitch and said, if I ever make a film, like, would you be interested in taking a swing at acting? And I know he had had previous acting experience, and all of his experience being on the mat definitely goes a long way when you're putting yourself out in such a vulnerable situation like that. And yeah, I couldn't be happier with how everything turned out, and Mitch killed it. And yeah, it's just the beginning.
This question might be putting you both on the spot, but did you audition Mitch Clark for the role of Cole, or did he just, he had it?
He slept with me.
Nepotism at its finest.
Yeah, no, it, we honestly, truthfully, I had no no idea if people would even be interested in it. We did the film through crowdfunding on Kickstarter, and we had no idea that people would even back this or have any faith in it. And we had our cast picked out before we launched our Kickstarter. And, you know, even looking back on it now, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't be doing auditions because we wouldn't have gotten the experience and the performance that we got out of Mitch and Hugh and Gabe, who are our other two actors in the film.
Right on. It's crazy how quickly you guys raised the money for this film. I saw, like, I went back and tracked your Kickstarter, and like something like the first day you were able to get full funding.
Yeah, we got full funding in 30 hours, and then we ended up doubling it, which was nice. But that's one thing that's come up a lot since we've, you know, finished, and now we're in the process of screening it and showing it around film festivals, is it was a huge learning experience for every single person involved. And, you know, I had no prior experience with crowdfunding or anything beforehand, but we really wanted, Jesse and I, we wanted to be able to give people something substantial back other than just the film. Like, it was important to offer something and not just ask for money, because we didn't think people would care. So we basically had an online merch store. Like, we got a whole bunch of merchandise made, and that's how we ended up contributing a lot of money. But what you got to think about is it costs money to print all that stuff, and it costs money to ship it. And especially we're fortunate enough to have backers from, you know, the UK and the US, and shipping is insane right now. So that ate up a lot of our budget, but regardless, we're incredibly grateful for all the support that we've received for it.
Right on, right on. Now, Mitch Clark, what can you tell me about the character of Cole?
You know, basically, he's... I basically put him as someone that has been led, and he's questioning the choices he's made in his life and what his future holds, you know, and I don't really want to give away too much, because you know, but it becomes basically, when you see there's two different pathways the character can kind of go, is based on, is everything that he's feeling real, or is he being tricked and has he been led down a bad pathway, kind of thing. But, you know, overall, it's the strong, silent type, basically, is the character I play. And, well, also maybe a little bit the muscle.
Definitely the muscle.
You? Yeah.
This guy.
So, and then, you know, and it was kind of fun. My sister, she came to the screening at the Broadway Theater, and she's like, oh, I've never seen you. You know, you look like a farmer type. And, you know, like, you act like, you know, you've been a country boy. And I'm like, yeah, it's called acting. Sir Ian McKellen, not Gandalf, you know. It's so it was a really fun experience, you know, really rugged, kind of play a rugged character. And, you know, I had a tremendous time playing this character, as well as, you know, just trying to see the character through Mitch's eyes and through Jesse's eyes, and just trying to have the best performance possible. It was a good time.
Right on. Now, as mentioned, you do have university credits in acting. Was this the first time that you put them to use in a film of such production?
This is my first time on an actual film. I've done dinner theaters, and I've did Merchant of Venice years and years ago.
Who do you play in Merchant? Sorry Bassanio. To interrupt.
No, it's fine, Bassanio. I was okay. So obviously, I have to be the handsome love interest, because look at me, barely look homeless right now.
The amount of comments we got, specifically my sister, was saying, "God damn, Mitch Clark is a handsome man." It's like, yep, this dude's got movie star charisma.
Yeah.
Too good. Mitch, this question comes from Twitter, actually. It comes from to us from Dustin. Is there anything in your time in the ring as a pro wrestler, physical or performance side, that helped you with this role for specifically the Druid's Hand?
I think it's the body language is really like, you can obvious, like you can pretend like you can be working through everything as an actor, your lines and how you move and stuff. But what I found what was helpful was where you're picking up something and using your body language and using that to express how if something is heavier or worth more, like it weighs more than it is. Like I picked up a dummy at one point and it weighs like what, 3 pounds, Mitch?
Yeah.
Like 3 to 5 pounds. And I had to get my body underneath it and pretend like it's not a 3 pound thing, which is like, oh, well, that's easy. But then it's like when you watch sitcoms and you see people that they have a coffee cup in their hand and you see it jostling all about. Well, there's obviously no fucking coffee in there. So like it's those little things that can really make a difference in showing that, you know, that physical piece that can fill in those gaps, because we don't really get the lines in pro wrestling. It's all in the physical. It's all in the facial. So obviously when I'm expressing, I can't go pro wrestling where everything is like to the nth degree, like it's Charlie Chaplin movies in a silent film, like. but you have to do a lot of expression with your body, so I think that was very helpful.
Right on. The film is currently like doing the festival circuits right now. What's the next few months look like for the film in regards to screenings?
So I think you said this is coming out Friday, which is Canada Day, July 1st. That will be the day after our first, like our official U.S. premiere, which we were very, very happy and stoked to be selected to play at the Portland Horror Film Festival, which is like, bottom line, I'm a huge horror fan. Mitch is a huge horror fan. That's how we became buddies. And Portland Horror Film Festival is number one. It was tied with number one and two as the festival that I really wanted to play. And we got accepted and we were selected. So we'll be playing tomorrow night, which is Thursday, June 30th. But when you do hear this, if you're in the United States or if you're good with a VPN, you can go and they're doing it both in person and streaming. So okay, you can buy a copy or buy a ticket to be able to see you can just go to the Portland Horror Film Festival page and you'll be able to find The Druid's Hand, and the film will be available, I believe, through the weekend. So at any time after it's played. So definitely go in and check that and, you know, cast a vote for us, because this is where times like voting really helps out. We just found out the other day that they always have a special guest judge to be a part of the film festival, and they judge just the short films, and that's the kind of thing that can really help people in our position. And this year's guest judge is Mick Garris, who's like a horror legend. He's made a lot of movies like Sleepwalkers. He did Stephen King's The Stand from the 90s. Yeah, he did that. Yeah, he wrote Hocus Pocus, like my sister's favorite movie. but it's a legendary movie too. Like we can, sure. It might not be for everyone, but it is. That movie is, it's no joke the cultural impact it's had. But he's just someone I've looked up to for a very long time. I listen to his podcast every week, and knowing that there's a chance he might see our film that we made in Saskatchewan for like $7,000 is insane.
That is too cool for, you know, us scrupulous people who might not use a VPN to see the film. When can the rest of us see The Druid's Hand on digital?
Digital, it's most likely going to be early next year, just because we are trying to play. Festivals go all the way up to December, and we need to be able to have exclusives for these places to be able to get in. We've entered into about, I think we're at 17 film festivals that we've entered to. Their notification dates are all over the place, so we don't know. We could get into all of them, we could get into none of them, we have no idea. But we have tried covering a large portion of the demographic, like especially, you know, we applied to a couple in Edmonton where Mitch is located out of. So it'd be cool to be able to play it there so that Mitch can go and maybe I can meet you there. And we've been submitting everywhere. But if anyone's listening from, like, you know, a different province, city, country, just, you know, send us a message, because if you know about a festival near you, we will submit to it. We just want to get this thing in front of people who want to see it.
Marvelous.
Except Kane.
Okay, no canes allowed. Pardon me as my cat jumps onto my keyboard for the very last second of our recording. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Before I let you go, I just want to give you the time to let the audience know where to follow you on social media, other projects such as your aforementioned podcast. But first, I'll turn to Mitch Clark for this one.
You can check me out, Mitch Clark MMA on Twitter, on Instagram. You can check me out on shows coming up, Real Canadian Wrestling, and then Love Pro Wrestling. I'm there, as well as Top Talent Wrestling shows. Their next one is Slobberknocker, I think, is the next one on August 25th. So, and then I also want to send a big thank you to Optimum Athletics, who is fixing me up after my last match. I had some fun in that match, but got to pay the piper eventually. But yeah, check those out, and then make sure you listen to Mitch Oliver, because he's actually like does big things instead of me.
Shut up. And with that, Mitch Oliver.
Yeah, no, you can follow our film page at The Druid's Hand on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We have an active social media platform on all three of those. If you want to follow me personally, I'm mitch.oliver_ on Instagram. And the reason it's so complicated is because apparently there's a whole bunch of me out there. So there's that. And then the Terror Table. Yeah, our podcast. Yeah, so I host a horror movie podcast, and we've had guests on like Mitch Clark. We've had Michael Allen, Richard Clark on the show before as well. And we just talk about horror movies there. My co-host Boozy, who I started it with 5 years ago, he's a massive, massive wrestling fan. So if you're into wrestling and horror movies, obviously you'll hear more of the wrestling talk when there's people like Mitch on the show. But yeah, you can follow us Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at The Terror Table.
MySpace. Excellent.
And MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh, that takes me back. Mitch, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Additional support for Love Wrestling is brought to you by RK Athletics. If you're in the Edmonton area and you're looking to make a change to your personal fitness routine, Rich King is the personal trainer that you want to speak to. Head on over to RK Athletics that's his Twitter handle. Head on over to rkathletics.ca. There's a little form there. You fill that out. You let him know exactly what your personal training and personal fitness goals are, and he's going to help you start pursuing them. And once again, I did mention Twitter. He's a very casual person, so if you ever want to just reach out like via a DM, he's totally approachable that way as well. RKAthletics1 on Twitter and on Instagram. And again, if you're not in Edmonton, that's okay too, because that website, rkathletics.ca, there is a wealth of online resources for you to check out. Start chasing your dreams with Rich King. My voice cracked. This happened to Spencer at Love Pro Wrestling just a few weeks ago. So Spencer, I'm there with you, cracking our voices and all for the Love Wrestling brand. So yeah, Mitch Clark, Mitch Oliver, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about The Druid's Hand. Again, mild horror fan myself, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to check the film out. And again, the film screened last night at the Portland Horror Film Festival, continuing to screen digitally via the festival website over the weekend. It's not too late to get your tickets for the digital screening. There's going to be a link in the description below, so please feel free to check that out, and you can get your tickets to check out The Druid's Hand. If you like what you heard today, please feel free to follow us on social media. You can follow my personal Twitter at SmarkMouth, my personal Instagram at Smark.Mouth, and you can follow the show at Smark and Friends on Facebook and on Twitter. And of course, please follow at Love Wrestling CA on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. And if you really like what you heard, head on over to ratethispodcast.com/lovewrestlingca. You're not just rating the Smark and Friends show, the Smark and Friends podcast, you're also rating Spencer Love interviews, Power Out, Between Two Beards, all the amazing content that's being built very proudly and make Love Wrestling the website that it is. Thanks so much for checking out our conversation with Mitch Oliver and Mitch Clark. We're going to be back very soon. Till then, friends.